This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. In the morning.
On Kicks 96.9.
Hello. Hello. Radio Tower.
Hello.
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 Yes, yes. What do you want?
What are you broadcasting on?
Turn on your radio.
Sharp broadcast.
Probably shouldn't broadcast that.
People that are, you know, in broadcasting.
3, 2, 1.
And here we go. We are alive. Somewhat.
We are on the road again.
Efforting early in the morning.
Efforting early in the morning, that's right. There's a lot of people out there listening right now that just go, what is wrong with you guys? I'm like up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, boom, ready to go. Johnny on the spot. And here we are, just dragging our butts.
So you're trying to say that you are full of energy and ready to go?
No, I'm talking about our listeners, not me.
Oh, okay.
Not me in even the least bit.
Oh,
okay,
our great
I was going to say,
who,
I'm very surprised.
The folks that listen to us and expect us to be chipper and cheerful, and here we go, dragging butt in.
All 11 people.
Our great people who like deliver newspapers in the morning. Mm-hmm. We got, you know, different people who are getting trash, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Delivering.
People who actually make this town go around.
Yes.
Well, this morning I was a little bummed because there's a gas station very conveniently 3 blocks from my house. This is going to make me sound so privileged and stupid, but I went there to get gas because I cut it to the wire. I was so tired yesterday, I didn't get gas before I went to bed. I had like 2 miles left in my range. Uh-huh. And I was like, whatever, I'll just go down at 3 blocks tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
The sign on the door yesterday said they were closed from 11 to 5 a.m. It was like 5:25 I rolled up there quick to get gas. And there's like lights on and there's cars in there, but the pumps say store is closed. I've never seen this.
Right. Well, there's a worker shortage going on.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, like, it looked like it was open. It said it was going to be open after 5.
What?
And then
what is
there
not a
there.
Shortage of right now?
But yeah, anyways, so I skated down the road to a Casey's, and then I told the lady that I was living life on the edge. I had like literally, I hit the 1 mile range as I was pulling in.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the anxiety for me this morning.
I can't
already.
I've run in the zero before for a couple of miles where it says you have no miles left.
What?
Oh yeah,
I can't do that, man.
I've never done that.
On purpose. I just live. I live out of town, so it's been kind of like one of those deals where it's like, do I stop in Ceresco or I forget?
Do
to
I
stop
just
in
push it to the limit?
Yeah. Can I make Wahoo? Can I not? You know,
Nick. So, what do you do?
Oh, I have to have gas in my truck. If it gets below half, I have to go get gas.
Yeah, I need to be better about that.
It drives me insane.
I need to be much better about that.
You never know when the zombie apocalypse is going to happen. And you're going to be like, God, I wish I had at least half a tank of gas.
I can tell you what, legit, last night, that happened to my daughter's Jeep. I was driving in, and the low fuel light was on. Next thing you know, we're up at Gretna, and then we see
zombies.
Oh, no, funnel cloud.
Oh, yeah.
This was crazy last night.
I saw your post.
Yeah, that was nuts. And supposedly a cold air funnel, and they knew they were going to happen. But when you're seeing it, the cold air funnels just usually just kind of look like maybe just a little tip dipping out of the
like
cloud.
A little string.
Yeah, but this thing started spinning out, like roping out, and I'm like going,
I gotta go.
And it was coming right towards us. We were at the Walmart doing the pickup thing there, Gretna. And I'm like,
was Sophia freaking out?
Yeah, she's like, Dad. Well, she was talking about the one that we saw down at Stampede.
Oh, so you weren't paying attention.
So she goes, well, what do they look like? And we were talking like this all the way to softball practice yesterday.
And you said, oh, kind of like that.
They kind of look like that over there. And I'm like that right there. And
that
so,
right there.
It's been good knowing you.
Yeah, so we beat the heck out of there because we're out in the middle of a Walmart parking lot. So
yeah.
I just went south to get the heck away from the storm.
Dang, that's wild.
And watched a couple of those funnels, but nothing as bad as the first one. That
everyone misses
out.
All the cool looking stuff. I didn't see the one at Stampede. Mm. I didn't get to see that one.
Well, you have to be up during the day, Sophie. Sophia.
You just called me Sophia.
Here's something that a lot of listeners don't know. Corey
so I basically,
and I really
so I
have
act
a father
like your teenage,
relationship.
So
yes.
I act like your teenage daughter.
Yes, pretty much.
You're not wrong.
Without the alcohol, she's not there yet. Thank God.
That you know of.
Thank God.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Lots of fun this morning, including couples therapy, one of your fan-voted favorites. We've all got it coming up on Kix 96.9.
When I wake up, ooh.
Wake up, Kix Mornings, with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Oh, I get to do
seriously.
This?
What the f***? Kix Live.
All right, you got Florida here, which is
always in the news for crazy things.
Always in the news, yeah. And
it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Indeed it does.
Nonstop.
And, the lighter things or the crazy things of Florida, even with the tragedy down Miami, still continue. Mm-hmm. This time around, if you're going to break into a place, Nick, like you've been known to do,
Nick!
Hey, man.
You want to go someplace that maybe you wouldn't get bit, as some guy in St. Augustine decided to find out what it was like to break into an alligator farm.
Why? Why would you ever feel compelled to?
Because you wanted a baby alligator.
Well, you want to take it home with me. So cute.
When you're wearing your underwear, crawling on the lawn in a concealed manner, according to the video camera that spotted this guy crawling around the alligator farm.
Ew.
Like an alligator in his underwear.
God, be one.
So meth was involved.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe looking to get some alligator meat or something. Who knows? But. They ended up finding the guy, bit in the foot. He only had one shoe on, though. His other shoe they finally find. And, of course, what kind of shoe was it?
Was it a Croc?
It was a Croc.
Yes!
No!
That makes me so happy, number one. Hey, but if he's there to get meat, like, have you ever had gator fingers?
Yeah,
they're so good.
I can only do a handful of them, though.
Oh, my God. Alligator is a delicacy. It is yummy.
Yeah, it is crazy stuff.
So I don't blame this guy. He's probably been doing too much meth.
Probably so.
B, he lives in Florida. He can't help himself. Like, it's just what happens. I think once you move to that state, you get so sunbaked and other types of baked. You don't even know what's happening.
There's a lot of baking going on down there. You get very baked. every time I've been on vacation down there and you go someplace, because we always, when you're on beach vacations and stuff with the kids, you've got to make a Walmart stop.
Oh, yeah.
Because you either need floaties or something that Walmart sells, beach towels. And something whack always happens at the Walmart, I'll tell you, in Florida.
Is every Florida Walmart kind of like the North 27th Walmart?
It pretty much is, yeah.
The North 27th Walmart is my people. You guys, calm down.
I hate to love that place.
There is no less than 20 Kicks listeners standing in the guns and ammo area at all times in that Walmart, and I love it. I walk by there, and they're like, Husker Nick, and I'm like, my people!
My people, I am home.
These are my people.
All that going on in Florida. Also, interesting thing, you've heard about these lotteries and stuff like that around the country to get people vaccinated for the coronavirus.
Prizes and stuff?
Ohio's giving $1 million away.
And, like, free
beers. Yeah, free beers for a shot. Go ahead, Nick. Sorry about that.
Oh, I was going to say, can't you get a Bud Light right now if you show them your card?
Probably.
I'm pretty sure Bud Light's giving out a free beer.
I know you can get a donut at Krispy Kreme until the end of
Boom.
The year. Yeah, pretty easy to do. But down in Florida, to get people in Tampa, the area, a little bit more motivated to get this deal done, you can get your picture with the Lombardi Trophy. Get a shot and a picture with the Lombardi Trophy.
Are you serious?
No chance.
Why not, Nick?
Tom Brady can shove it up his rear end. No chance. I'm a Chiefs fan. I am not going anywhere near that stupid Lombardi Trophy.
It's the Lombardi Trophy.
I don't care. I'll go to Kansas City and pose by theirs. Okay. I don't need to go to Tampa Bay. He probably cheated, and we'll find out in a few years how he cheated to get there.
I thought you were going to say something like they were giving out free, like, at-home drug tests and a bag of pork rinds.
That'd be awesome.
You're there, the ball is a little bit deflated on the trophy or something like that.
Now, hold on. If
the
instead,
Lombardi Trophy looks a little weird.
If instead they were like, you get in for a free trip to Vegas with Rob Gronkowski, I'd be like, okay, let's go. Because he is... Gronk is like on my short list of like five people on this planet I need to find some way to hang out with.
Absolutely.
At some point.
There you go.
Coming up. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Well, we're not going to Vegas with Gronk, but...
That we know of so far.
Well, we will go to Nashville with Coriel. That's all coming up next.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kicks 96.9. Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nick, are you alive?
Not really. I'm not feeling very good today.
What's wrong with you, buddy?
I thought there was a carcass for a second.
No, they're just... There's some days...
Dude, I feel you.
No, it's the
nitty-gritty. You can watch along on Facebook, KX969. Luke Combs' 4th of July plans. Got that coming up. Brad Paisley getting down with the Sharks. Carrie Underwood's trip nearby. And we got new music from a legend. Let's start with Luke Combs quick. He has a very busy 4th of July weekend planned, doing the thing he loves most, performing, headlining 3 sold-out shows at The Wharf in Orange Beach, Alabama. Otherwise, his celebrations for the 4th of July are pretty typical.
4th of July growing up for me was, I think, probably a lot like it is for everyone else. Fireworks, hot dogs, hamburgers, chips, beer, you know, pretty typical 4th of July festivities in North Carolina.
That kind of sound, does that sound reminiscent of something that you do, Husker Nick?
Every 4th of July, man, if I get a chance.
I feel like you have better meat selection than that, though.
Yeah.
Hot dogs, hamburgers? Well, you always got to have those grilled.
Well, I mean, you have
kids,
the staples,
so.
But I feel like I feel like Nick kind of like, he has like, what, brisket or something? Maybe some
man
ribs.
Yeah, I like to. I like to slow smoke a lot of stuff.
So Brad Paisley is dipping into the world of sharks. The singer is set to appear on Discovery Channel's popular Shark Week next month. I'm excited for Shark Week. Mm-hmm. Brad will star alongside comedian J.B. Smoove, which he's super funny, J.B. Smoove is.
Yeah,
in
is.
Brad Paisley's Shark Country. They'll explore, with help from scientist Dr. Austin Gallagher, whether Brad's tunes can attract or repel sharks in the Bahamas.
What?
That'll be awesome.
I think it's such a funny. I mean, anything for PR. You know,
I'm telling you. Let's just have Brad sit out there in a little dinghy, you know, like in Jaws, and have him
play
his guitar.
That's probably what.
And throw Chum out there and see what happens.
He's just singing like songs about sharks.
Which song do you think will attract the shark and repel?
I want to hear a Brad Paisley cover of Baby Shark while he's sitting out on this little dinghy acoustic.
Missed opportunities if they don't make this happen.
Right?
Shark Week is set to run from July 11th to the 18th. Brad's show is set to air July 13th at 9 p.m. Put it in your calendars. Carrie Underwood just spent the week at Wind River Ranch in Colorado. She was pretty close to us, actually. I had some friends that were in Colorado over the weekend, too, just to have a little vacation. Wonder if they ran into her. I feel like I would probably know that if they did.
I think they run in different circles for some strange reason.
For some strange reason, I feel like they did not. So she shared pictures on social media, said, quote, "We rested, made memories, spent time with other families, praising God and all that he has made. Thanks to the incredible staff for taking such good care of us." So Carrie Underwood wasn't too far away from us.
Trust me, your friends did not have a staff taking care of them.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
As I said, different circles.
Now, new music. Rob, you said you found this yesterday evening.
Yeah, I got an email from my good friend Glenn, who works for Garth Brooks. And this is something we have got and nobody else has got.
So are you talking about new music from Garth Brooks?
Yes, that's right.
We got new music from Garth.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I think he's been channeling his inner George Strait, like early George Strait on this one.
Oh, twangy, traditional, or what?
This is really cool. So think of George Strait in your mind maybe a little bit, maybe influence there.
Okay.
Brand new song from Garth Brooks called That's What the Cowboys Do.
With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Corey Al with Kix 96.9.
She told me she was lonely and it'd be all right. If happy ever after only meant one night. So we saddled up and sat and rode off for the morning sun. Oh, somewhere between the neon and the morning skies, I saw that I was falling for those deep blue eyes. And I couldn't help but wonder, could this woman be the one? Then came to the leaving part. The Sleeping Beauty nearly had my heart. But a cowboy's always got somewhere to go. Another song to sing, another day to save another. They're always leaving town, chasing sunsets down. It ain't nothing new, yet they're just passing through. That's what cowboys do. I knew that I was in for one hell of a ride. I drew the most cruel that called him Satan's bride. And the odds of getting even started seeming mighty thin. So I gave the nod and everybody held on tight. Went dancing with the devil on Friday night. Whenever you're in Texas, the Cowboys gonna always win. Then it came to the leaving part. Well, leaving Texas always breaks my heart. But a Cowboy's always got some. And sunsets down. It ain't nothing new. Yeah, they're just passing through. That's what cowboys do. They're always leaving town, chasing sunsets down. Say adios to you. Yeah, we're just passing through. That's what cowboys do.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
That was that brand new Garth Brooks music called That's What Cowboys Do. Coming up in just about 3 minutes, your good thing with Kix 96.9.
Come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Tell me something good.
All right, I'm going to kick off with my good thing. It's Coriel. Good morning. This good thing actually comes from Canada. But I think it's actually really neat because I'm obsessed with hidden rooms and things like that. Let me get to it.
You got to read it like a Canadian with A's and about.
A shoe store in Canada just closed down after 85 years. That's the bummer part, yeah, but it gets better.
Old businesses like that.
The owners might have found a big payday on their way out.
How'd that work out?
They were cleaning up the place this month, found a hidden door to a room that they didn't know about with 400 pairs of vintage shoes from the 1960s. Okay. All of them in mint condition, so there might be a lot of money in those shoe boxes.
Wow, put them up on the bay.
And it's like that business was around for 85 years. I'm assuming maybe the same location.
Yeah.
And they just now, on the way out, they find the hidden door.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's definitely meant to be, but I just think that's super cool. I've always wanted to find like a hidden door to something cool and not creepy.
Nice.
It doesn't work that way very often.
No.
Usually creepy comes out of the deal.
So look for hidden doors.
All right, guys. My good thing. There was a great video posted yesterday on Facebook and Twitter. It's of Utah offensive lineman Kyle Lanterman. So there's a big team practice. It's at the end of practice, you know, where you got the coach standing there and all the players are kneeling down, listen to the coach talk, all that stuff. And like your worst nightmare in that scenario is what? Your cell phone going off? Well, that's exactly what happened to Kyle. His cell phone goes off.
No.
The coach looks over. Coach is super gruff, looks at him, says, "Was that you?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Bring your phone over here." Kyle goes, "I don't know how my phone's on. It shouldn't have been on. It's my mom. I'm so sorry." So is his mom calling. And coach goes, "Give me that phone." He takes the phone, holds it up, and he looks at the phone and goes, "Hey, mom, you should. We actually turned on this phone and told you to call at this moment because we want you to be the first one to know your son's on scholarship."
Wow.
And they all start screaming, and everybody's hugging him. And it was like the ultimate setup. It was so awesome.
Oh, my God, like,
was so awesome. So if you get a chance, just jump on Twitter. It's all over the place. But if you get a chance, jump on and see it. But those kind of photos or videos are really fun in college sports when those walk-ons end up getting scholarship.
That is awesome.
Tell me something good.
My good thing. Nick, have you ever worked in fast food at all in your life?
For one week.
I used to work at pizza places back when I was like 16. What about you, Coriel?
Oh, yeah. Pizza places.
Nothing nastier than the garbage can at a fast food place, especially the dumpster, all that. 75-year-old lady down in Kansas, just south of here, lost her wedding ring at Red Robin while she was eating dinner.
Oh,
Red Robin.
Yum.
Not so yum when the busboy and the assistant manager going above and beyond digging through 5 bags of rancid garbage.
Oh, my God.
In 90-degree plus heat, they found it.
Dang. Nice. You know what? Honestly, that would be honestly one of the coolest things that I could witness is losing something in the trash.
Wow.
And then having somebody find it for
you.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. It's crazy.
Cool.
Wow. So, yeah, just digging through the trash, though, the smell just
nasty.
Coming up
next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Do we have another good thing today?
Oh, do we?
A birthday?
Oh, I forgot about that. Birthday for my daughter.
Yes.
I'm not used to about bragging about my family, though.
I know, but, yes, you know.
I know.
Hold on, your daughter is 16 today?
Yes, my insurance rates are going to go up. Yes.
I wanted you to give Sophia a shout out because I know you don't like to gloat.
I know.
How is that sweet little tiny angel 16 years old all of a sudden?
She's 16, yes.
What? Is she getting her license?
Probably not today. We're kind of busy, but tomorrow.
Huge.
But she's been driving for a while with a student permit up
in
the small county we live in. So, yeah. But
I've got to get, brag about it.
Yep, she's playing softball, does pretty well at it.
You helped her make it to 16. Who would have thought?
16. She's a better place at 16 than I was, that's for sure. But, yes, happy birthday, my dear daughter, Sophia, 16 years old today. So, yeah.
Full of good things today.
Lots of good stuff going on. Blame it on you. Here's Jason LD and Kicks.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kicks 96.9.
Doing a little fishing in Coriel's fishy world that we're in.
Well, I made some salmon yesterday for meal prep.
Were you inspired by yesterday's little story that you told?
I was, because I wanted to make sure it was actually salmon.
Did you make sure it was salmon? Some processed whatever.
I saw someone post they're betting it's carp.
That's what I was wondering, too.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm guessing.
Carp is cheap.
I was going to say, would that be like a cheaper alternative?
Oh, it's nasty, too.
Speaking of, real quick before we jump into this, I accidentally bought trout the other day at Aldi instead of salmon.
Okay.
Yeah, is trout good? Because everyone tells me I'm crazy for buying it and like thought that
smoke
is disgusting.
Smoke the trout.
Yeah. Okay, well,
you want to slow smoke it.
I'm going to bring the trout over to your place, Nick, because I don't have a
sounds good.
I'm the trigger. Yep.
So we asked you, because of the Subway debacle with the tuna fish sandwiches may not actually containing actual tuna.
According
to lab tests, which is one of two things. Either the tuna is just so processed, technically, that there is no tuna DNA in it, or that it just actually literally does not contain.
That's got to be some serious processing if you can process the DNA out of the tuna.
It's a lot of processing, which is that even that can't be good for you either way.
No.
But I can't really say anything because I still eat McRibs, so
which is another mystery meat.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
So, yeah.
But Heather did comment because we asked you, what like gross food do you actually like but others hate, or what thing do you like but others seem to find gross? Actually, speaking of McRib, Shelley commented to my aid. She said the McRib with like the yummy emoji. But Heather, a few former Subway workers commented, they're like, when I worked as a, you know, a Subway manager or whatever years ago, I can assure you back then it was indeed tuna. So I'm hoping at one point in time there was honest to God tuna in the tuna fish sandwiches. PJ says he likes peanut butter and pickle sandwiches. I think he's just saying that to make me gag again because I had to eat that on air and I didn't hate it, but the texture was definitely not for me. It was pretty disgusting. Alyssa says everyone in her family likes cottage cheese or sour cream, but she hates it. Zach likes to drink milk. Am I the only one? I think you're kind of a psychopath if you can just stand there and drink milk from the fridge.
Dude, I up until a couple years ago, I had my own gallon of milk. I just drank out of the gallon.
How do you do it?
It's easy.
Vitamin D, bro. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
But doesn't it leave such a... it leaves that film in your mouth.
No.
I'm also lactose intolarant, so I don't really stand around doing it anymore. There, but
you ever
I
had
do take sips
hog nuts
every
and hominy?
What's that?
Hog nuts and hominy?
What they are? So my grandpa used to
hog
make
nuts
that
and
all
hominy?
The time.
Yeah,
it's super good.
No, I like hominy.
Yeah, and hog nuts.
And hog nuts.
Are you kidding? No. I've never heard of that.
You've had oysters before.
Yeah.
Hog nuts and hominy.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Oh, I don't know.
Southern cooking at its best there.
My grandfather made it all the time for us when we were kids.
Yep. What?
Yeah.
My uncle used to make us pig's feet.
Yeah, pig's feet.
I've had pickled deer heart at the Unadilla Bar.
Nice. Yeah,
there you go. See?
I remember having it when I was young, though. I think I was duped into doing it.
My wife hates it when we go to Mexico because they usually at these resorts, they'll just have like a grill out on the beach and they'll go out and get little like octopus and bring it in, just toss it on the grill.
Like
and
from yum, the yum. Ocean?
Oh, yeah. Yum, give me some.
Still squirming.
They put a little bit of coconut oil on it and then they just cook it. It's so tasty.
A little octopus?
Yeah.
Nasty.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I've eaten octopus brains before.
They have brains?
Yeah, I'll eat anything.
Every animal, mammal, or living thing's got brains.
I don't know, octopus have brains.
Don't ask Coriel what mammals are.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we're going to get into that? Good Lord. Well, if you want to join the conversation, tell us that one thing that most people give you flack about, or that's kind of universally gross, but you like it, tell us on Facebook, KX969.
Your jam.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
We'll get you caught up on everything that's going on in the world. Lots of stuff, lots of news. What's trending up at about 10?
Wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks, 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
It's going down.
Right here on Kicks 96.9.
Get you up to date on what's going on in the world. And lots of stuff happening. Number three story coming out of Miami as they sadly pull another body out of the wreckage there.
Okay.
We're at about a week into this whole thing, 7 days. I believe
it's been a week already.
This is the seventh day, I believe, of searching. Wow. So it was Thursday night, like midnight, 1 o'clock or so, when it all went down. So, yeah, we're getting into about almost a week right now.
Death toll is?
Death toll is at officially 12 right now.
Okay.
I was watching this on TV. These guys are like laying up there on their stomachs, picking up chunks of rocks by hand. I mean, that's how slow this is.
That's terrifying.
Because you don't know if you're going to find a piece or part or somebody's hands out or whatever. Governor Ron DeSantis says that it will not end. The search will not end until they completely have found everybody. We're gonna find everybody that's in that rubble. Not going to give up. So
okay. That means there's still almost the 150 that are missing still, correct?
Yeah, of course, being in an apartment building, you don't know if somebody was off on vacation or something like that, or like the guy that yesterday...
Or had visitors.
Had visitors over or something like that. So it's just crazy. So it's about 149 missing, and they're still looking at it. Lawsuits are starting to come up, and pictures are starting to emerge from inspections over the last couple of years, including crumbling concrete in the lower levels.
Okay.
Pretty bad, so... There weren't just warning signs, but they're saying alarm bells that something should have been done maybe a while back. So that's what's going on with that as we look at what's trending in the crazy world of that we have going on here. Nick,
number two is Seward bouncing back for the 4th of July parade celebration. Seward, Nebraska, as you probably know, is the 4th of July city here in Nebraska. And they have a huge... Like thousands of people draw. This is a really, really big deal for them. And for the businesses, 4th of July is the most lucrative, the busiest, best revenue day. And then second to that is July 3rd, of course.
Do they still go out and kidnap somebody in the interstate?
What?
Do they still go out and kidnap somebody on the interstate?
What are you talking about?
They go out on the interstate, they pull somebody over, and then they bring them into town and they set them up with everything.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's part of the tradition.
I've never
known that. Coriel's going to just be driving back and forth.
So now I'll just be pacing back and forth.
Come get me. Oh, my God, I'm helpless.
Give me the Seward hookup.
Yep. Oh, my God, I'm so helpless out here on the interstate.
We're really excited for Seward to have the bounce back and see everyone, because, of course, last year the parade, unfortunately, was canceled due to COVID-19. So to have that business back... Pretty awesome. And the Kix crew will be there inside the parade once again. So look for the Kix vehicle.
One!
Number one, of course, Omaha, Nebraska, being the mecca of college baseball. Tonight, we get the final game of the championship, a game three. These are always so much fun, and tonight's going to be awesome. So you've got Kumar Rocker, who's probably going to be like a top three pick coming up in the draft of Vanderbilt, and you got Will Bednar of Mississippi State pitching against each other. Okay. Rocker is the 2019 College World Series Most Outstanding Player, and Bednar struck out 15 against Texas in his debut back June 20th. So, like, we've got some big-time pitching going on, and that party don't stop. I will say, you guys, have you noticed on social media, it seems like a lot of the national, like, I know Barstool Sports has been out there and all over this thing.
A lot of the national
companies are actually getting out to this thing and covering it instead of normally we're kind of an afterthought.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to the College World Series on a national level. This year, it's been crazy. Dak Prescott running around. The Cowboys starting quarterback has been in town.
Oh, yeah. Jay there was
Cutler.
Another. Jay Cutler. I remember seeing tweets about Jay Cutler. Yeah,
Good Morning Cuddy's America in town, was in yesterday.
All sorts of people. So,
that's awesome.
Super cool. Let's enjoy it one more time. Going to be a good game tonight.
Vanderbilt, they're the one with the whistler, right?
Yeah, the whistler. They got this old guy who just like whistles super loud. And he's, by the way, our good friend Triple B here always comes out with great T-shirts, like the one about how the blue basketball team in Omaha cheats. Well, he also had one that was banned the Vanderbilt Whistler. Well, the Whistler found him and asked to buy one of the shirts and was taking photos with everybody while they're out there. So pretty neat on that one.
That's cool. That's is it 6 o'clock tonight? I think so. I think it's 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Husker time, if I remember right.
Yeah, 6 p.m. Husker time on ESPN 2.
Coming up next, go.
Well, since JP is gone.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Since JP is gone, at least our announcer gets done there, I'm not going to do the couples therapy because I don't feel qualified. I just don't have my PhD.
Best ofs?
Yes, best of. Fan voted best of.
Yes, nice.
So, yes, I don't have my PhD in BS.
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been married, Rob? You do, too.
Yeah.
Get well, coming up in six.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning. Yeah.
On Kix 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Well, they dodged us last week and wasted our time.
Oh, wow. Savage.
Let's be real. All right, our time's not worth that much. It's the people listening to the show, all 14 of them, that were probably frustrated.
I'm just more
than 14. All right, 15.
We do have, finally, after trying to get them on last week, the lovely April and Tanner. Good morning. We'll start with April. Good morning, April.
Hi, how's it going?
We appreciate you getting on with us and give us a little bit of your time. Sorry that we had kind of a misconnection last week, but let's see if we can help you out this week, all right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, so what's going on with you and your fiancé?
Well, you know, I'm going to Arizona with a couple of my friends because, you know, one of my friends is actually moving away, and we wanted to get away and go somewhere warm and enjoy before everything gets
you
know, different.
I'll go along if you need a spot filled.
Yeah. So basically,
she's not interested, Coriel.
Okay.
She's not interested.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Coriel was offering up to go with you.
Oh, yeah.
If you had an extra spot.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. All right. There you go. I like that answer better.
Absolutely. I would love that.
All right. So continue on, April.
Yeah. Sorry. So what's up with the trip?
Tanner is giving me a lot of crap about the trip, so he's telling me that he wants me to share my location on my phone. But he says, "Oh, it's because you know you're going to be spending money, and I want you to be safe, and I just want to make sure that everything is okay." And I'm like totally thinking he just wants to snoop, and he wants to like.
Well, of course you're spending money. Why would he be worried that you're spending money?
Because we have a wedding coming up.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, every penny counts.
We have the honeymoon to think about and the wedding.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, but you think he's saying that as his excuse for him acting all weird about you going on the trip, but really you think it's
him just wanting to snoop.
It's him wanting to snoop because he also added in he wants to like see your location.
Yes, yes, he's that type of person.
Interesting.
Is it because he doesn't trust you? Like, does he think you're going to be sleeping around with some goofball from Arizona?
Yeah, he kind of is like that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, let's get Tanner's side of things. Good morning, Tanner.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Sorry about last week.
Hey, no, we appreciate you giving us some time today.
Oh, that was a nice apology. Yeah.
So what's your side of this wanting to snoop on her phone?
Okay, well, that makes it sound really bad. It's not like...
It sounds a little controlling, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that it sounds, it sounds like I don't trust my fiance. I totally do. Otherwise, I wouldn't have proposed. I wouldn't have made this next step.
All right, that's fair.
Honestly, part of it definitely is the budget. I want her to be careful while she's there about not spending too much. But also, if I'm being honest, why not here on the radio? I'm a little jealous that she's taking a little vacation with her friends. I wish I was going with her,
Yeah.
So, you just want to be able to know where she's going, so while you're at home, you can add the location to your anger and just be like, oh, you're at
the... So you can vicariously live through her. It's almost like you're along for the ride, but remotely.
Oh, she's at the pool again?
Okay,
nice.
So you're more or less, you want her to share the location because, are you wanting to snoop or, is it just because you want to be...
If it was a safety thing, I guess, that's the only way I can, rationalize this.
I want her to be safe and also live vicariously through her, but...
I think you're playing it off a little bit.
It's not like I don't have any. I trust her completely. I know that she's going to make good choices while she's there. I just
it's other people that you don't trust.
I want to know where she is.
Gotcha.
Here, wait. Let me ask. Hang on. Bring his wife back on, or his fiance.
April.
Are you planning on doing things that you would not want your husband to know you were doing while you were there?
Right, like if you're at a club called Booty Work and he's going to ask questions, that's on his...
Yeah,
that's
he's
on
like,
his
I saw you were at Booty Work.
Booty Work?
Yeah.
No, not... I'm very open. I don't care. Like, he's going to see where I am, and if he has a problem with it, he can tell me, but like...
Yeah, you're not hiding anything.
So I don't care if I share my location. I just think that you have just be honest that you want to snoop.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Man. Okay. There we go.
All right. Let's make a compromise. If you do go to Booty Work, could you maybe shoot him a quick video, like a TikTok, and send it to him? And like, hey, hubby. Yeah. Hey, fiance. Here's me in Booty Work.
Okay, booty work, booty do. Let's see which team everyone else is on.
Let's find out some more info from our listeners and see what they think.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
You can chime in on Facebook and Twitter, KX969. What are we doing here?
On Facebook, KX969, are you Team Tanner? It's all out of safety and love. Just worried is all. Or Team April, she's an adult, don't worry. And thinks ultimately he just wants to snoop because he wants her to share her location with him while she's on that big girls trip to Arizona.
All right, so Facebook or Twitter, KX969 for couples therapy.
Wake up, Kix Mornings, with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
And it's couples therapy helping out Tanner and April, who are engaged. Give me a little background. April's going to Arizona with a close group of friends because one is moving away, and they wanted to go somewhere warm and celebrate their friendship. And have some fun. And Tanner's been giving her a lot of crap about the trip, and then she'll be spending a lot of money, and they don't have a whole lot of money. They're trying to save up for a wedding, honeymoon, and turns out Tana really just wants her to share her location while she's gone because he's uneasy about her being away that far.
It's like a safety thing, but also he said he's jealous of the trip.
It's Team Tanner. It's out of safety and love. Just worried is all. Team April, though, you're choosing, I'm an adult, don't worry, be honest, and he just wants to snoop. Hi, Kix, what side are you on?
I'm on Team Tanner.
Oh, really? Okay, why?
Because the only way you can get...
Oh,
Did we lose her?
I'm on Team Tanner.
Oh, really? Okay,
technical
why?
Issue. Here we go.
Oh, nice.
Because the only way you can get everybody out of the house and everything cleaned up all the time is if you know exactly when that other person's going to walk through the door.
Oh. Okay, that's funny.
Hey.
Okay. On
very, very smart. On the Twitter poll, KZKX969, it is literally split 50-50. Team Tanner, Team
April. Oh, wow. Okay.
And it seems to be sort of 50-52 on Facebook also. I'm thinking it looks like maybe a little more Team April, though. So Jasmine has a nice comment. Jasmine says, people wind up missing all the time. If he is truly concerned for her safety, it may be wise to have someone know where you are if something unforeseen happens.
Okay.
So it seems that she's maybe a little Team Tanner on that aspect. Jackie says, Team April, they're getting married. The trust needs to be there. Gianna also says, Team April, been there, done that. If he doesn't trust her, that's a bad way to start a marriage. The controlling will get worse. And some people are just saying, hey, you know, quit being jealous of the girls' trip. Let her have some fun.
Well, we got a direct message on Twitter as well. When I go on trips, I share my location with my parents, husband, sitter, et cetera, for safety. But also because of my husband, I will, that way he can check it out to make sure I'm good instead of texting me and bothering me while we're out doing stuff.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah, I see that side of it.
You can kind of just see how her day's going. And, okay, she's over there getting her nails done or going out to the pool or she's at the bar or she's at, what is it,
right,
the booty place that you were talking about.
Booty work. Abby had a good agreement that they could come upon that if she hasn't been active on social media or checked in like a certain number of hours, then he could check her location.
Okay.
But that's a whole, like, you know, honor system thing,
right,
I guess.
So
yeah, what do you guys think? Yeah, Tanner.
Oh, Tanner first?
Okay. Yeah. My question to you, Tanner, is let's pick one here, okay? Are you just worried about the money she's going to spend? And like how, and like you're jealous that she gets away? Or is this truly because you're just worried for safety? You want to know where she is? Because I don't know. I'm just.
All right. I mean, I'll complain. It's really, I want to snoop. But, you know, I want to make sure, you know, I want to look into what she's doing. That's all.
Okay. You know, I don't blame you either. But do you? Is this your way of keeping a thumb on her? I mean, are you meaning for this to seem kind of controlling? Because just so you know, when you admit it, it does seem like it's a little controlling. But if you're just trying to snoop a little bit because you're jealous, I mean, just admit it.
Yeah, no, it's because I'm jealous, not because I want to control her.
Right.
I would never try to say where you can or can't go. I just want to. Right. I just want to know. You know,
April, did I help you finally get the?
My gosh, yes.
That's all we want to do. That's all. I don't want to generalize, but that's all women want to hear is like, just admit it. Like, instead of coming up with excuses,
other excuses.
Just admit the real reason why. That's even better sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I think we've done our part, and now Coriel's still trying to fish for her opportunity to go on the trip.
Yeah, I know. No kidding. Actually, don't send him your location. Send me your location.
Okay.
We'll just meet
up. Sounds good.
Okay.
There it is.
Well, I think you guys are good. Just keep doing what you're doing. You sound like a lot of fun. And if you need someone to marry you, I am ordained online. So
yeah, that's a way you can down, cut corners.
I can help you save a little bit of extra cash. So. Well, Tanner,
keep that in mind.
Thank you. All right, perfect. Well, you guys, best of luck. April, have fun
good
down
luck,
there.
Guys.
Be safe. And thanks for being on the show.
Get up, y'all. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball.
What a great song for this.
If we could get these guys and Creed somehow mixed into our show every day, it would be good.
It would be the happiest woman alive. Side note, Nickelback tweeted me one time, and that's one of my biggest claims to fame.
Seriously? You got tweeted by Nickelback?
Yeah, cool. Because so, I performed so incredibly ridiculously in the stands at their concert in Omaha that they tweeted me.
Okay. Coriel, when you're rich and famous and you have a mansion, you should make a picture of that tweet and then also make a picture of Morgan Wallen blocking you. And then
just take a screenshot of being blocked by Morgan Wallen.
Yes, and those two things you should put up on your wall as an extravagant thing that you have in your mansion that were like, wow, Coryell, you're so rich, you're boasting about Morgan Wallen blocking you.
I even need the moving picture frame, too, of the video of Liz almost dying on the generator at Kicker Country Stadium.
100%.
Which is a great picture.
Yes. So we talked a couple days ago about Cara Delevingne's mansion, having all these crazy things in it. Mm-hmm. Then we asked you if you could choose three things, what would be in your mansion? Mm-hmm. But then Nick stumbled across a list of celebrities and their living large aspects.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in case you need ideas.
Right. And we know the very famous Mike Tyson one, like the two Bengal tigers, which cost him roughly $150,000. If you missed it, though, Mike Tyson also has a solid 24-karat gold bathtub worth $2 million.
Would your baths be better, worse, or indifferent by taking a bath in that?
I think they'd be the same.
$2 million.
I would feel bad. I would feel bad spreading my filth in a 24-karat gold bathtub.
Doesn't Trump got a gold toilet?
Probably.
I thought he had a gold toilet.
He has a. Trump's got an airplane that is all plated gold on the inside.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Tyson's property, by the way, has since been converted into a church and community center.
That makes me so happy.
Which is super funny because there had to have been some insane parties there.
Yep. One of my favorite ones is, and he just recently sold this because he's hard up for money.
Okay.
But Nicolas Cage has like the craziest collection of random things in the world, right? One of them, he's such a kooky madooky weirdo.
I love it.
I know, I do too. I'd love to hang out with him. Him and Gronk would be so fun to hang out with.
What does Nick Cage have?
He has a $2.5 million Tyrannosaurus Rex skull.
Like a real one?
Yes. How sweet is that?
That's awesome.
I know.
How do you buy that kind of stuff?
Is that what they call a conversation piece on your coffee table?
1,000%. If anybody needed that, though, he should have switched it off to Jeff Goldblum since he was in Jurassic Park.
Right? Yeah. Think about how large that thing is, too. You walk into his room and you're not expecting it, and you're just like, ah! What is that happening?
A conversation piece, or is that just an obstacle?
I know, right?
How do you even get past that?
Walk through it to get in the room.
Go for it.
Oh, I was just going to say, local celebrity, if you guys have never heard about this, our own JP loves to talk about how his celebrity is through the roof. He has an ungodly large amount of sleeveless hoodies that he owns.
That's a large collection. Coveted sleeveless hoodies, yes. Wardrobe.
Yes, he owns over 400 different sleeveless hoodies, does not own one single pair of underpants.
No,
it's amazing.
Not one single pair.
How is that possible?
Paris Hilton purchased a $325,000 McMansion built just for her dogs. It features mini designer furniture. There's heating and air conditioning, a spiral staircase, a chandelier, ridiculous outfits for the puppers as well.
Would you do this for your rat, Finnegan?
Yes. If I had a bunch of disposable income, 1,000%.
Nice.
Nick, you and Dr. Dre have this in common. He has a moat.
Yes, moat. You need a moat around your house.
Yes, an actual moat. And then the mansion also has a library, a sauna, 7 fireplaces. That's how you know you're rich when you have more than one fireplace.
Oh, my God.
A motor court and gym all on the 4 acres there in Brentwood. A lot of these celebrities, and especially sports stars, have like indoor basketball courts and golf simulators. Yeah.
And imagine that.
Shaquille O'Neal, we got to talk about the 30-foot bed.
Yeah, it's in the shape of a Superman logo.
I cannot. What? Like, what would... I guess if you have the money that Shaq does, like, I guess I would too, but... And that is a tall man. He's 7'1", 325 pounds.
Doesn't he have an ungodly collection of tennis shoes as well?
Probably. Oh, yeah. They all for sure. do.
That's well, crazy. For Shaq, how many actual shoes can you find in size 29?
I know.
He probably is like, if it's there, you gotta buy it. Because you never know when you're gonna need new shoes and if you can find them.
I feel like Shaq should just rent out each pair of his size 3,000 shoes, because that could just be like an Airbnb for someone.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We could just rent homes for people.
Yeah, we could just rent his shoes, live there cushy.
Just nuts.
Anyways.
Oh, sorry.
Coming up next. Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Well...
What do you think? If you had the money, would you buy a 30-foot bed shaped in a Superman logo?
I'm still going for the moat in the Lazy River from last we talked about.
Yeah.
Lazy River has definitely got my
Celine boat. Dion almost has one. She has a whole water park in her backyard.
Oh, that's nice. Crazy.
Yeah, that it ain't too crazy. Shabby. It's ain't too shabby.
Wackadoodle celebrity stuff.
Wake up, wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks, 96.9.
Waking up. Maybe you're already at work already today, doing your job, and you're going, oh, I wish I had some time off.
Maybe you're thinking a four-day work week would be better.
Oh, baby.
A lot of people have that.
Yeah, well, not, do they really?
Yeah, there are a lot of people that do have that.
I don't think I know a single person that has a four-day work
week. Oh, yeah, I do. I know a couple of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but some organizations do give you that, especially in the healthcare industry and stuff like that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That. Okay, yeah, I guess.
Work, or even sometimes three-day work week for like the firefighter friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's JP, Coriel, Husker, Nick Mornings, Rob in for JP. And now we're wondering, would you be behind switching to a four-day work week with 10-hour days? Because apparently 66% of Americans say yes, they prefer it that way. There was a survey asking 13,000 Americans if we should ditch the five-day work week and go to the four-day, 10-hour days instead. I know some other countries have something similar. They found that it makes people like much more productive by doing that. And I don't know how much of that is just like, you know, changing up your routine so people, I don't know.
This is such a hard, to me, this is a really hard question to ask because depending on what you do, it could actually make it harder to do your job.
Yeah. Okay. What do you mean?
Like, okay, I'll give you a great example. So you guys know when I'm not here, I work at Huddle, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, during the summer, all these schools that I call in North Carolina, they don't work on Fridays. So Fridays are basically a throwaway day for me.
Okay.
Because I can't get a hold of anybody because none of the athletic directors are available. So I have to pack in that much extra stuff in my other 4 days that it just makes those days long, man.
Oh,
it can make them really long during that time frame.
So like, even
this
if it
first
was
first time I've ever experienced this, and it is, it's a little different.
The other thing I could think of is it might come into play, especially for people like you and me, Nick, that have kids. It's already tough enough to, you know, your kids are going to be maybe possibly a daycare from maybe 3:30 if they got out of school till like 5. Now it's going to be till like 7 or something like that. That
might be crazy. Oh, I suppose, they'd have to extend the hours.
Extend the daycare hours or something.
I will tell you, that's another thing that stinks because by the time you get off work, like my wife gets home during the weekday, especially in the winter when it's dark and stuff. She's home for like an hour, eats, and then we're putting the kids to bed, and she's already starting to look at, you know, is it time for bed already?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy how quick that moves. If you add those extra hours, you know, I don't know. It's an interesting thing. Americans, though, I think it'll be hard for because we are in a hurry all the time, and we're busy all the time. A lot of those other countries, the amount of work they pack into their 40-hour work week is nowhere near what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're a busy body.
As Americans,
or, you know, society.
We have so much work-related anxiety and stress and pressure, and we're taught to, if there is a downtime, to fill it being productive again. I just worry that, like, we'd go down to 4 days a week and work 10 hours and then realize we have a whole extra day, and then somehow later on down the line, it just morphs back into working again on that Friday because then you realize you have free time, you can get more stuff done, and all of a sudden, we're not doing a 40-hour work week. We're doing, like, a 50-hour work week.
Yeah, that's what would happen. Because
I would love to do the 4 days, 10-hour, whatever, but I have a feeling that somehow, big business will be like, oh, but you're free on Fridays. You could get overtime, maybe.
How about this, though? The pandemic just happened, and think about how many people have been at home. I'm curious if the 40-hour work week will go away, and it's more just get your stuff done. Like,
I
get
think
your
it's
job
leaning
done.
More towards
well,
that.
You know what I mean?
Well, like,
but Rob, you're not about that life.
No, I'm not. Because here's what happens is, and we've noticed this around here. I'm just straight up and honest. You can do your job. You can do your job and keep the radio station running and not do an 8-hour day.
I mean, yeah,
you
absolutely.
Can. Now, if you want to improve things and think about things for later on down the road and plan things and events and doing all that kind of stuff, which we weren't doing during the pandemic, you can't do that in the 4 hours. So
hours, but I feel like
maintain.
You could conceivably do that.
I'm just saying, with any business, you can maintain your business, and not give it your all.
But to improve,
and that's what
you
a lot of employees have thought. Well, I can do my job now in 4 hours. No, you can keep it floating, but you're not going to improve it or improve the company's performance. That's the problem. So yeah.
Fair point.
There you go.
Can I keep it floating from home?
I just want to be super talented.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mm-hmm, sure. Yeah. Don't get
Rob
me
wants
this.
It to be a 12 hours butts in the yes, seats every day seats. Of the week.
Mm-hmm. I just can't believe he lets JP watch Netflix for four of them every time he's here during the day.
But at least he's here. Come here. Oh, I got something God. For you to do.
With JP, I love Cornel, it. And ooh. Husker Nick.
That's awesome.
There's a reason I was cast as Scrooge in the high school play.
Well, there's a poll on Twitter, KZKX969. Follow us there. And on Instagram, would you do a 4-day work week? What do you think? Nitty Gritty up next on Kicks.